Now, the problem of bias against pregnant women in the workplace. Today marks the 40th anniversary of a law known as the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. The law has been crucial, making it illegal for employers to deny a woman a job, a promotion, or higher pay because she's pregnant. But a new investigation has found there are important gaps in the workplace where this is not being observed. And it can be even more difficult with physically demanding jobs. That is the focus of what William Brangham explores tonight. And a note for viewers, this conversation discusses sensitive subjects.
Warehouses are some of the fastest growing workplaces in America, employing more than 1 million people. As part of an ongoing series about pregnancy discrimination in the workplace, The New York Times discovered some warehouses where pregnant women alleged that their requests for lighter duties were rejected and they then had miscarriages. The Times report focused on alleged troubles with one warehouse in Memphis, Tennessee. It's currently owned by a company known as XPO Logistics, which owns supply chain warehouses used by many name brand corporations. Several women say they had miscarriages after what they alleged was harsh treatment at that facility. XPO denies all these allegations. But we're going to talk about one of these cases and the larger picture here beyond just one company. Tasha Morell had a miscarriage while employed at that warehouse in Memphis shortly before XPO bought it in 2014. She's now with the Teamsters, which is trying to organize a union at the same warehouse. And Fatima Goss Graves is the CEO of the National Women's Law Center. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Tasha, I wonder if you could just start off by telling us a little bit about what happened with you. I know you were working in this warehouse while you were pregnant back in 2014. What kind of work were you doing back then?
We process boxes, process items that come down a conveyor belt, whether it's phones, tablets, gadgets, or whatnot. It's very challenging. It's very hot in that building. We do not have air. We lift boxes 45 pounds or more. And that's picking them up, lifting them.
And I understand at the time that this was causing some discomfort for you. Did you express that to your supervisor?
Absolutely. February of 2014, I found out that I was pregnant. I immediately went to the doctor. She put on my doctor note, no heavy lifting. My supervisor saw that note, but she disregarded that note because she still sent me to areas where I had, when I had to pick up 45-pound boxes and heavier boxes.
So you're saying that you went to the supervisor and said, look, I've got a doctor's note saying I'm not supposed to lift heavy things. Can I do something different? What was the supervisor's reaction?
Yes, I did request lighter duty because it is lighter duty. That company accommodates who they want to accommodate. So I did ask for lighter duty, and I did tell my supervisor that I could not lift heavy boxes. She stated to me that I should have an abortion, and I just looked at her because I was so shocked that she told me to have a freaking abortion. So she eventually walked away from me. I stayed at work maybe 15 minutes later. I was hurting so bad. I went on and went to sleep. But when I got up the next morning, my mattress was like drenched in blood. My husband was there. My two kids was there. And they were like, Mom, what's wrong? My husband was like so shocked. He didn't know what to do, you know, me crying, me in pain. So he rushed me to the ER. I got to the ER and the doctor examined me and checked me and everything. He was like, sorry, Ms. Morell, but it's nothing we can do. You're miscarrying now and you just have to let it take its course.
I'm terribly sorry about you having to experience that. I know you have heard this already. The supervisor at the time says that's never what she said to you. The company has denied all of these allegations. They sent us a statement that said, we were saddened to learn about Ms. Morell's loss in 2014. While we can't speak to what happened at this site before we bought it, we've created a culture that is strongly grounded in dignity and respect. Our workplace and pregnancy accommodation policies exceed what is legally required. They also allege that the Teamsters Union, for whom you now work, is stirring up these stories to make the company look bad. And I'm just curious what your reaction is to that when you hear that statement.
They're lying because, again, that supervisor not only told me that, but it was four or five women that was pregnant at the same time that I was pregnant. It was like a trickle-down effect. I mean, and to try to put it on the Teamsters, no one was affiliated with the Teamsters. I now work for the Teamsters to speak out, but I wouldn't dare allow anyone to downgrade the Teamsters because they are the ones that gave us a platform, that gave the voiceless a voice. So I feel like that's just very disrespectful to try to blame someone for their mistakes.
I want to turn to Fatima Goss-Graves. When you hear a story like this, when I read about her story in the New York Times and about allegations of this kind of behavior going on in other warehouses, the thing that really struck me is that I thought surely this kind of treatment of a pregnant woman asking for lighter duty when she has a doctor's recommendation, that should be a legal requirement, but it's not.
You know, I'm so grateful for Tasha and the other pregnant workers for speaking out, because 40 years after Congress first passed the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, you would think that this wouldn't be a problem. What happened was a few years ago, there was a Supreme Court decision that limited the interpretation, that basically made it harder for pregnant workers when they need accommodations to get them. And there have been a huge backlash to that decision. We have had over 18 states pass new laws to be more directive, to sort of say, actually, a pregnant worker shouldn't have to choose between having a healthy pregnancy and being able to stay on the job and get the income that they need, which is the really terrible choice people are having to make right now.
So what does the law currently say? What is protected under law and what is not?
Well, pregnant workers should know that they cannot experience discrimination on the job, so I don't want to put out misinformation on that. But the real challenge is around when you need an accommodation. Not all pregnant workers are going to need them. Many people, when I was pregnant at my job, which is really cushy at a desk, I didn't actually need any accommodations.
Same with my wife.
But sometimes you do, and we hear from workers who need really basic things. Sometimes they just need the ability to go to the bathroom when they need to, or be able to have water, or working as a cashier, being able to have a stool so they're not standing all day. Unfortunately, what the Supreme Court said is that an employer can make a determination that it isn't going to provide that accommodation if it's an unnecessary burden for them.
There seems to be a perverse incentive in the law which says that if you provide an accommodation for someone, then you're required to provide it for pregnant women or other women who ask for it. It seems to be incentivizing people to provide no accommodation whatsoever.
And unfortunately, a lot of employers have gotten more rigid and have made working conditions abusive for everyone. And so they say, we treat everyone equally bad, and that is our rule. Well, that isn't a good rule for anyone. And, you know, the conditions that she described, the heat conditions, the hours without breaks, all of those are things that they should be really fixing for all workers, but certainly for workers who need them.
All right, Fatima Goss-Graves and Tasha Morell, thank you both very much.